In late March, Russia was also hit by protests, and not just in Moscow. These demonstrations erupted all across the country, spurred by an anti-corruption campaign by opposition leader Alexei Navalny and by his long-shot bid for president. Even longer now that a court upheld his 5-year suspended sentence for embezzlement. Another thing that made the March protests so unusual wasn't just where they happened, but also who took part. Here's more on that from Charles Maines in Moscow.
In eastern Siberia, in Irkutsk, some 3,000 miles from Moscow, Alexei Petrov set out for the March 26 protest, frankly not expecting much. The local hockey team, after all, was in the national finals that day, and the city was broadcasting the match on a jumbo screen downtown, the same time as the rally. Besides, Alexei had been to enough opposition meetings in Irkutsk to know who was likely to show. The usual crew of pro-democracy activists his age, he's in his 40s, and maybe a few students who'd attended his university lectures on civil society, at least before pro-Kremlin activists got him fired from his professor job, which made what he saw when he got there all the more surprising. Hundreds and hundreds of people, most of them in their early 20s, giving speeches, reading poems, and just talking about politics, about corruption and lack of opportunity, about change. Alexei says it reminded him of his own generation 20 years ago, before Russians his age got busy with life and jaded about politics. There's that professor who's always saying there's no civil society in Russia, Alexei remembers hearing someone say over his shoulder. And looking at the crowd of young faces, Alexei had to laugh and admit he'd gotten it all wrong. This wasn't the caricature of Putin-era millennials obsessed with their gadgets. They'd grown up, become serious. Somehow, he and other members of the opposition, they just hadn't noticed.
Добрый вечер.
1,000 miles to the west, in the university town of Tomsk, 23-year-old Alena Khlistanova says Alexei's generation missed the shift for a really simple reason. They're all on Facebook. Alena hates Facebook. She finds it annoying, full of self-righteous adults who take themselves way too seriously. She only signed up for it for work, she says, after she became a coordinator for Alexei Navalny's local campaign office. But most of the time, Alena says she and her friends are on ВКонтакте, a Russian social media platform they grew up on. And it was on ВКонтакте and other services like the secure messaging app Telegram that hundreds organized for the March 26 rally, even if it quickly became the town's worst-kept secret. University professors, even high school teachers, warned students against joining the rally, telling them, you're trying to destroy Russia. You're fomenting civil war. An 11th grader named Sergei Tchaikovsky videoed one of those tirades, and it quickly went viral online. Now, Sergei was born in 1999, the same year that Vladimir Putin came to power. And the thing is, Sergei used to like Putin. He gives him credit for doing a lot of good things, even went to a pro-Kremlin youth camp a couple years ago. But online, Sergei got exposed to other views, started reading Navalny's blog, and all that convinced him that having one man in power for 17 years is just too long. He admits it's creating some tensions, not only with teachers, but with his parents. They're Putin supporters, although mostly he says his mom just worries he'll get arrested. And in fact, several of his friends have been called in for questioning by the security services, something they all consider ridiculous, but also a point of pride, a sign they're being taken seriously, that they're finally being heard. Of course, there are also a lot of younger Russians who support Putin.
Hello? Да, добрый вечер.
Igor Alyukhin is a 29-year-old factory worker and member of Молодая Гвардия, a pro-Putin youth group, and he lives in a small mining town called Karpinsk, which he points out is worlds away from Moscow, deep in the Ural Mountains. Igor says, yeah, Putin's tough, but it takes a strong hand to bring order to a country as big as Russia. And he points to his own childhood in the economically depressed 1990s, before Putin, as proof. Back then, he recalls dinners with little or no food, mom and dad fighting over the constant lack of money. All that changed, he says, with Putin and the stability he brought. Igor's concerned these new protests around the country signal that younger Russians don't understand the gains Russia has made under Putin. These young kids who grew up comfortable under Putin, they don't know hardship, he says. They're used to thinking things will always get better. What they don't realize, says Igor, is that things can also get a whole lot worse. For the World, Charles Maines, Moscow.